I'm Jim McKeown. Welcome to Likely Stories, a weekly review of fiction, nonfiction, poetry, and biographies. A publisher once offered me a free Penguin classic for my time spent on a survey. Of the 6 books on the list, I already had 5, so I took Alan Fournier's The Lost Estate. It was a lucky draw, because this is definitely an interesting novel. Alan Fournier, whose real name was Henry Albin, was born in France in 1886. His parents were teachers, and he received a fine education. Lost Estate was published in 1912. Unfortunately, he was killed on the Meuse in 1914. A second novel was published posthumously. François Sorel is a student at his parents' school when Augustin Moulnet, a tall, handsome boy, arrives. The two form an instant bond. A few days after his arrival, Augustin tries a practical joke which goes awry, and he is lost far from school. He stumbles onto an estate in the midst of preparations for a wedding and is welcomed as a guest and given a costume. Augustin glimpses a beautiful young girl and immediately falls in love. At the last minute, the wedding is canceled and the guests disperse. Augustin's horse and cart have disappeared, so he accepts a ride back to school and returns after 3 days away. At first, reticent about his adventures, he eventually shares all the details with his friend, including a plan to return to the chateau and find the beautiful maiden. At first glance, this seems to be a boy meets girl, loses girl, and reunites with girl story. However, this is only the beginning of the tale. Lost Estate feels like some sort of dream or hallucination, but it is all too real. An informative introduction by the acclaimed New Yorker writer Adam Gopnik warns the reader of, quote, roller coaster turns of the narration and what Dr. Johnson might have called the improbability of the incidents and the extremity of the experiences, unquote. He is right about that. I found myself scratching my head on more than many occasions. But the prose is so detailed and so visual that, as Gopnik writes, once read, Lost Estate is forever after seen. The twists and turns of plot are a small price to pay for 223 pages of magical lyrical prose. Augustin Moulnet is a wonderful character, a little bit of Holden Caulfield in his rebelliousness, and a little bit of the daredevil Phineas from Knowles' A Separate Piece, while Francois neatly fills the role of Jean from the same novel. Lots of other interesting characters populate the story as well. Franz, brother of Yvonne, the beautiful maiden, suffers from extravagant fantasies. Francois refers to his mother as Millie, and a mysterious gypsy arrives to complicate Augustin's plans to find Yvonne. Alain Fournier's The Lost Estate is more than interesting. I was so absorbed, I read it in a little more than 2 afternoons. I was drawn into this story as if I became bathed in the light of an impressionist painting. 5 stars. Likely Stories is a production of KWBU. I'm Jim McKeown. You can read my book blog at rabbitreader.blogspot.com. Join me again next time for Likely Stories, and happy reading.